Hello, my name's Pete Adams from SW9 Community Housing, and you're listening to episode 7 of the SW9 podcast. This is an absolutely bumper episode as we've got a huge amount of news, as well as an interview with resident Jose Felipe, who's recently completed his HGV Class 2 lorry driving training as part of our RISE programme. So let's not waste any time. Let's find out all that SW9 has got going on for you in March. SW9 now has a new repairs line. The number is 020-3007-3170. That's 020-3007-3170. This new and dedicated phone line has been installed as a result of resident feedback. It will make reporting repairs quicker and easier. For any non-emergency repairs, you can still get in touch with us using the website Reporter Repair page or by email at repairs@sw9.org.uk. During the spring, SW9 will be running a number of exciting accredited training opportunities for you and your family. These include threading, waxing and tinting eyebrows accredited training, paediatric first aid accredited training, first aid at work accredited training, and first aid training for kids aged 7+. The location for all the training will be at the Learning Centre, that's near the skate park. To book a place, please contact Comal Doan, SW9's Community Engagement and Communications Manager. You can get in touch with her on 0207 326 3700 or via email getinvolved@sw9.org.uk. As part of our ongoing programme to understand the needs of our residents, we will be holding an online meet and greet session with the senior leadership team this March. Residents that pre-book will have the opportunity to meet the team, find out more about the different services, and ask questions. The session will take place on Tuesday the 8th of March, between 6:30 and 8 p.m. To book your place and receive a link to the session, please get in touch with us via email getinvolved@sw9.org.uk or telephone 0207 326 3700. We will be holding two walk-in Saturday surgeries for residents with the income team during March. We're here to help, advise and assist you with any financial hardship that you may face and help prepare you for the future. The surgeries will take place on Saturday the 12th of March and Saturday the 19th of March between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be at the SW9 Community Housing Office. There's no need to book a place, just turn up on the day and speak to a member of the team. We're delighted to announce that we've partnered with the Chatty Cafe scheme to run sessions in Brixton. Chatty Cafe is all about giving people an opportunity to get chatting and reduce loneliness, because having a chat can brighten your day. Sessions will take place every Tuesday between 2 and 3 p.m. at the SW9 Resource Centre, which is by the skate park. There's no need to book, just come along and join us. All members of the local community are welcome. As you may already be aware, the UK is currently experiencing rising energy costs. This is due to the wholesale costs for energy rising, leading to price increases for the consumer. It's expected that this will impact on all SW9 residents to some extent. We're aware that price rises may be of great concern to you, and we're advising all households to plan their budgets to help them through this period. If you're worried about how this will impact you, please do not suffer in silence. Our rent and leasehold teams are here to help, with advice, guidance and to signpost you to support. You can contact the team today on 0207 326 3700 or email info@sw9.org.uk. Our website also has a debt and money support page, which has got lots of useful links on it. During March, we will be carrying out regular block inspections across Stockwell Park. To find out when the team will be in your area, please visit the dedicated block inspections page on our website, www.sw9.org.uk. We will be holding regular surgeries with residents in March. These will be with Patricia Ahey, our Interim Housing Services Manager, and Lan Chong, our Interim Income Team Leader. Sessions will be held face-to-face and via telephone on an alternating basis. The next face-to-face surgery will be on Thursday the 10th of March. The next telephone surgery will be on Thursday the 24th of March. To book your place at these surgeries, please contact the housing team on info@sw9.org.uk or telephone 0207 326 3700. As I mentioned at the top of the show, on this episode of the SW9 podcast, we have a short interview with Jose Felipe. He's a resident who's recently completed his HGV Class 2 lorry driving training as part of our RISE programme. I caught up with Jose at the SW9 Resource Centre, and the sound isn't brilliant, but hopefully it'll still give you an idea of what a massive accomplishment this was for him. We wish him all the best in his new life as a lorry driver. Jose, thanks very much for having a chat with us, and congratulations on completing your lorry training.
Thank you very much.
So what made you want to do this?
I see the opportunity, so I don't have no job at the moment, so I see this opportunity in the SW9. I just fill up the vacancies forms and see the back. I'm lucky, got the opportunity, and I passed my test.
That's great. So does this mean you're now going to become a lorry driver?
Yes. I want to come to a lorry driver.
So what did you do before, Jose?
My previous job for 6 years is security officer. But I give a little bit gap. I work in the Vauxhall market for driving a van for near 4 years. So I see this opportunity for a lorry driver. I see some companies looking for drivers. No, it's not easy for any drivers. So some people come from Europe to work here. So I get the opportunity. So I get my license soon.
How did you find out about the training?
One day as I come to SLB9, the office, to do sort some problems with over there. And I see one of the tables. I asked the reception how I can apply, and they say you need to fill up the application form and send back by email to come out. So I seen it. A few days after, she's called me and say, I'm interested to do the training. I say, of course. So she's booking. I've been in the training center in Croydon to give my license, everything. And she's booking my training to start to do it.
So how long has the process taken since you saw the advert to now?
Now, the application I fill up in days quickly, but main time I have to send my driving license back to the DVLA. But before that, I have to do eye test and see my GP to fill up the forms. I have to do this. When the son got the letter with the stamp and the doctor sign, I send him my license back with the form. It take about 10 weeks to get my license back. But it depends. Sometimes take 10 weeks, sometimes take 5. So mine take about 6 weeks to come back. So when you receive my license, I call the training center. I say, I got my license back.
And how long did the actual training course take?
The training is 5 days, Monday to Friday. And on Friday is your your driving test. Your driving test, yeah. On Friday. Okay, so we go out for 1 hour with the examiner, and he see how you drive, if you drive. You come back after 1 hour, you say you pass or not, or you fail. If you fail, you have to do it again. But this time I passed my own first time. It's quite good.
Quite good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Pass on the first time is not easy. The main thing is to you pass your test is Just sit down, concentrate, and listen to the examiner what he say. If you listen to him, if you do the thing right, you pass your test. If you go like, I'm a driver, you can drive, either, you fail straight away. That's it.
And were you driving for 5 days of the training?
Well, the training is only the 5 days training is including the theory, assessment position, and the CPC. That's the three tests you have to do in the computer. So the first one is have to, is 100 questions, and you have to pass with 85. The second one is so like a video. It's 100 questions. Yes, 100 questions, and you have to pass with 67 minimum to pass the test. And another one is CPC. It's 50 questions, and you have to pass 40. As soon as you pass all this, you can start doing your training. But before, you have to pass all these three tests minimum.
And did you take all these tests in your second language?
All in English.
That's an amazing accomplishment. Final question for me. What would you say to any other resident thinking about doing this training?
Yeah, I recommend that to, if the people get this opportunity, why not? I recommend it to all people. I already speak to two or three in my blog. I say, why not get a training? So, it's easy. Well, it's not easy, you know, but... Nothing is easy, but all you have to, like I said at the beginning, you have to concentrate what you do. So if you don't do things right, listen to the people, you pass your test. So I recommend all the people do this training. If the people like drive or you want to take a good job, because this is a good job, you know, driving a truck license, so I pass my test, I'm happy. And thank you very much, Mr. Blind, for giving this opportunity. If somebody see this, can fly.
Jose, thanks very much for speaking to us on the podcast. We wish you all the best for your job applications, and congratulations again. If you've been listening to Jose's story and you'd like to know more about what training the RISE programme can offer you, please do visit our website at www.sw9.org.uk. If you go to the Get Involved page, you can find out everything that we have to offer to you. Thank you for listening. The reason we create this podcast is to let you, our residents, know more about the organisation, what we do and why we do it. However, we're absolutely open to talking to anyone about anything that might be of importance to the community of Stockwell Park and neighbouring street properties. If you found it useful or you'd like to hear more about something that we do, please get in touch. You can contact us on telephone 0207 326 3700. You can email us on info@sw9.org.uk or you can use our website contact us page. That's at www.sw9.org.uk. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and YouTube. Just search for SW9 Community Housing. And we're now on more podcast providers than ever. So if you've got the ability to leave us a review or rating, please do. That way we know what's working for you. And that's it for me. Thank you very much for joining us on the SW9 podcast. Bye-bye.